Today's scripture treasure, John 16, verse 33. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Welcome to another edition of the LKP Treasure Trove. When the troubles of life bombard us on a daily basis, we can become overwhelmed and allow those troubles to crowd out the peace Yeshua offers to each of his sheep. And sometimes troubles will seem unending, going from one to another. But there is always peace both throughout and at the end of these trials if we are truly his. While on vacation, a young Hebrew boy named Brian will learn this valuable lesson in today's story. Hidden peace. Though they sat in the shade of a twisted divi-divi tree at the edge of a sun-soaked tropical island, Brian was still down in the dumps. Even beautiful Aruba couldn't keep him from hanging his head and directing a sad gaze toward the blonde sand. Dad stopped looking out at the Caribbean Sea for a moment and caught sight of Brian's sadness. He slowly rubbed Brian's back and said, "I thought this would cheer you up a bit, being out here watching the gentle surfs roll in." Brian sighed. "It's just, everything seems to go wrong in my life. I know I'm young, but why does it have to be so hard?" Dad wondered what Brian could possibly be referring to. "Are you talking about the bullying incident at school last week?" Brian shook his head in frustration. "Not just that, Dad. Not only do I get bullied at times, but even though I study hard for tests, I barely pass them, and most of my so-called friends don't bother to ask how I'm doing or do things I care about. And when I try to tell them about our history and our Hebrew culture, they just laugh. It's so embarrassing. But that's not all." Dad held out a hand. Wait, slow down a moment, son." Brian was breathing heavily after getting himself worked up, and he looked angry. "I know things can get overwhelming, even for you," Dad said, looking sympathetic. "But it's not always an easy road for believers, no matter how young you are, especially if you're of the heart and mind that Yah desires. Be sure you'll be tested, but through it all, there's peace in Yeshua." Brian was calm now. Dad continued, "In fact, it's Yeshua who said, 'I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world.' If you truly believe those words, Brian, you'll recognize Yeshua's peace during and after your troubles. For instance, ever since we got to Aruba, you failed to take in the peace around you, and you've left all the bullies, schoolwork, and so-called friends behind." Brian took a look around at last and finally recognized where he was. "You know, you're right, Dad. I'm surrounded by Yeshua's peace right here." Now, what about you? Do you fail to see or experience the peace Yeshua brings into your life because you're so focused on your troubles? If we stop to take in that peace and focus our attention on Yeshua and his triumphs, we would notice that we have already won the war through him, despite the everyday battles we are in the middle of. While we must face personal troubles daily as part of our training for the kingdom, we never do it alone. Yeshua is always right there by our side, strengthening and encouraging us, and granting us his peace.